Proclamation number 8720 of 9th of January, 1964. Light beings help vineyard workers. Countless light beings have joined you to promote the fulfillment of the mission, which you have taken on, as every man serving me eagerly and unselfishly can be sure of all spiritual help, because it is about a great work to supply men with that, what they lack and still is exceedingly necessary, truth, which goes out from me directly. None of my servants is without spiritual protection, and that is why everyone can go through earth life completely carefree and be convinced of it, that my light messengers protect him on all ways and always only let that come over him what serves him for his soul's salvation, because they act and work on you in my will. You can fully entrust yourselves to these light beings. You can submit all your secret worries to them, as you do it to me myself, because they are so intimately connected with me that they also always only carry my will in them and therefore help you, as I myself have promised you my protection and blessing, because you serve me. A relationship of love exists between the inhabitants of the Kingdom of Light and those on earth who eagerly want to serve me. And the thoughts of the latter are always so guided that the work is successful. That souls are still rescued, which are in great danger to get lost when the end comes. But if you, my servants on earth, could see how you are surrounded by beings of light, you would truly rejoice and exult and no longer imagine yourselves on earth. But such bliss would impair your serving activity in my vineyard. You would not be able to put yourselves into the misery of fellow human beings to whom you are to bring spiritual help. For this help can only be given by people, otherwise the beings of light could have a direct effect, but which is not possible due to people's lower degree of maturity and the will, which is often turned away from God. You therefore have to do this work and establish contact with fellow human beings and try to change their attitude. You can certainly always rely on the help of the beings of light, but you yourselves must also remain clear and sober and must not be under a certain compulsion, but which every unusual experience would mean for you if you want to be suitable to work for me and my kingdom. But as I myself love every one of my vineyard workers, because he is active for me in free will, so also the love of countless light beings belongs to you, who can appreciate the value of your activity and also know how necessary it is, and therefore do everything to support you. But I know if and when I can initiate you more closely into spiritual connections, and I also know if and when I can open the spiritual eyes for you that you can see the crowd of my messengers of light around you. And that is why I also consider my light children differently, because every degree of love is different and also determines the kind of my revelation towards him. And I myself also always determine the living conditions of every individual according to his work for me and my kingdom. What can be possible with one excludes with the other, what I alone can justify, but is not to hinder you in your work for my kingdom. Every man needs a different environment, and every man is assigned his own field of activity. All men are different, with whom the individual comes into contact, and so every task is also to be solved differently. But every Redeemer work carries its blessing in itself and is the actual mission of a man who is prepared to serve me. And when one is given information about spiritual connections, then the other needs to know nothing about these, and still everyone can accomplish exactly the task which I have set for him, because power is constantly supplied to him and spiritual helpers stand by his side, even if he does not see them. for his will shall remain free. The power, which every vineyard worker needs for his work, goes to him, because he is cared for in love by my messengers of light, but they will not openly make themselves known to him, so as not to confuse his thoughts and to divert them to an important problems, which once will solve themselves when it is time. But you can constantly be certain of my love and care, for anyone who serves me is mine, and I will never let him leave me again forever. Amen.